Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2. Testing.
Hey,
yeah, we better get on.
We need to call our committee members. I didn't announce our meeting today.
Yeah, it was announced.
Was it?
That meeting schedule. Call the meeting of the House Special Committee on the Permanent Fund Order. There's two items of business. First is in your packet, you'll see a proposed meeting schedule. Bill? No? Two items of business, and the first being the meeting schedule. I just want to check and see who can attend those meetings. And we have with the committee Joanne Lesh, who will make all your arrangements. Joanne, this is the committee. You met her, you know, Terry Gardner, Joe Hayes from Anchorage, Russ Meekins, Bill Miles. I'll just throw it open. What are any suggestions on the meeting?
I've got a comment, Mr. Chairman. And
yeah.
If that meeting in Fairbanks on Friday could be at a time in the morning so that we could leave here Friday morning rather than Thursday night, that'd be great.
That's a good idea.
You can, yeah, there's a flight we can leave here.
Yeah,
7:30
in Anchorage, so.
Well,
there's
yeah, we're going to Fairbanks.
Oh.
You get into Fairbanks at 9:40 a.m. So they have the hearing at 10 o'clock and you just catch a cab.
Good.
If you don't have any luggage.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
Direct to Fairbanks, huh?
Well, it stops in Anchorage.
He gets in at 9:40, and that we could set the meeting at 10 or probably 10:30. That gives us plenty of time. Okay, we'll make sure we do that. How many, I think, looking at the schedule, can attend the Fairbanks hearing? Mike?
I think so. I have to look at the schedule.
Good. Okay, well, Joanne will make, if you want, make the travel arrangements and we'll. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you publicizing it at Fairbanks?
Oh, yeah. Radio and newspaper.
Are copies of the bill available for people here?
Well, I'd like there are three bills that will be introduced by the committee, two of which have already been introduced. The third bill dealing with the renewable resources, I want to take up as the next item of business and have that adopted for introduction. Not that we're going to report it out at this point, but just so we have a bill before us that would be referred to the committee. So we'll be holding on those bills. Matter of fact, we might, if anyone has any comment on 298, we have that one, which is the State Investment Advisory Bill. That'll be before the committee as well. Take a look at those bills, lists, and look them over. If there's any bill that you want, an additional bill to those four that I've just mentioned, that you want to specifically have brought up, let me know.
Could you give us those bills again?
They're all, oh, the ones.
This?
They're listed in your.
That's the renewable resources.
Turn your next page. These are all the bills that have been referred to the committee. The ones that I'd like to hold hearings on now relate to 595, 596, and 298. We also will have a higher bill number there relating to the renewable resources, which I think we take up now. Bill?
Yeah. Before we get into the renewable resources bill, then are we going to have a markup session to essentially final markup on all the bills?
All the bills that we wish to report
right,
out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. And that's going to be kind of, that could be a long.
It could be. And there's a few technical problems which I've seen in even the bills that we initially introduced. Nothing major, but I don't think it'll be any as arduous as we had the first time we marked these up. I don't see this thing a lot.
Second or third.
No.
Yeah. Good.
Okay, Terry, maybe you could just explain briefly what.
Well, the renewable resources bill, the draft you have for it now has all the changes that the committee wanted at our last Anchorage meeting, and then there's one major change that our subcommittee, Russ and I and Ernie, worked on, which is on page 3, and I think that's really the only fundamental change of any importance. And as you know, we have, the way it works is there's this, the original act set up a development fund and then a permanent fund. And we've changed the name of the permanent fund to the Renewable Resources Investment Fund to get rid of this confusion. And that's changes in the bill too. So anyway, now you have a development fund and an investment fund. And the way it worked was the money went into the development fund, and if you didn't spend it in that fiscal year, it went into the investment fund, and then you could use the interest off it, because thought being that when the oil revenues go down, then so is the 5% going to go down. But you'll have this investment fund built up, and you can use the interest off that. And what we decided to do was to put each year 50% of the money that comes into the development fund into the investment fund. So the investment fund will be building up each year, and it won't be a matter, there was always this worry that whatever agency you set up to manage the Renewable Resources Development Fund, there would be pressure for them to spend all their money instead of allowing any of it to lapse into the investment fund. So we just, we ran some financial projections on it, which are in the back of your, clear in the back, and it sets up a more equal flow of money. Before, we had the problem of the revenues for renewable resources would peak out in 1985. They spent all their money, just like the pipeline revenues do, and then start declining. And what you have here, if you look on the last, is it slowly builds up, and then it starts leveling off. And in fact, in the last few years, we didn't calculate this in, it might actually be slowly rising, because much of the funds that are anticipated by the bill would be loaned out and would be returned to the corporations. And we didn't try to estimate those returning funds. So it just fiscally, it makes for a sounder way for the money to kind of flow in and to be utilized. So that's really the major change that we made to the bill since last meeting.
Well, as I think, in addition to what Terry's pointed out, one of the things that we talked about, there were two problems. One is the tendency of the agencies to want to spend it all, and that was really reinforced, at least in my mind. I think in Terry's one, we found out what the governor's proposition was for spending all the money, you know, that we have this year, rather than we thought that since there was such a small amount, it ought to all go into the investment fund this year. But the governor thought, well, this is just a good way of getting all these extra projects in, and so use the Renewable Resource Fund to fund these things that normally would be funded by the budget. So this reinforced our belief that whoever was handling it, if they had this just this open check to spend as much as they want, and the excess, the surplus would go into this investment fund, well, naturally they'd spend it all, whether it was a good idea or not. At least they'd have proposals to spend it all, and we would never gain this. And the second problem was that if there was a surplus that built up to $250 million in the investment fund, then the whole thing clicks off and you just use the interest off the $250 million. The problem with that was when you calculated out what we thought might go into that, you'd be getting one year, say $40 million, and then the next year you'd get $20 million because it went over the $250 million mark, which would be an extra incentive never to go over that mark, because instead of having $40 million per year, you'd all of a sudden click down to a lot less. So we were working with that, and this idea was put forth by somebody. It was a good one. And what it does, in addition to alleviate that problem that Terry talked about in terms of the propensity to spend, it also smooths out the amount of money coming in. And one of the things that the return on investment will do is it'll just sort of compensate for inflation, because the return on investment will be relatively close to whatever the inflation rate is. And so as that money keeps coming back in, at least it will to some extent defray the erosion of the fund due to inflation. So there'll be sort of a constant amount there, and people can anticipate that and work up plans on it.
Yeah, thank you, Russ. What I'd like to do now is, and I realize that we have one new member, Joe Hayes, who probably hasn't been had a chance to look at all this material. I'd like to move to adopt this, what is now marked work draft for the Renewable Resources Fund, for introduction by the committee, not for reporting out, which is a question that we'll take up after we've had hearings and after every member has had a chance to suggest amendments or any desires on that. So I'll move at this time that we adopt this for introduction by the House Special Committee on the Permanent Fund. It's bill before you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll have this introduced and we'll hold hearings on it. So those that have to leave now, okay.
Sorry.
Thanks for
recommend that I read in order to get. I think I talked to you about this before. I read this and naturally a couple times, and I've had a chance to go through this one time. I haven't gone through it twice,
okay.
But I just breeze it, and I want to go through it again in more detail. But.
Okay, I would also get for you a copy of the green first preliminary report we did. That's good background. And then, do you still have those two blue volumes that came with the bright blue one there? There were appendices to that report.
I think they're on my desk in my
okay.
Chamber, yes.
That's what I suggest going through. Right. Those are contain all the consultant reports.
Okay, so and
there's an index to the files too, if there's anything that catches your eye.
The hearings, the two hearings will be just on these four bills.
Yeah. Somebody wants me to actually take up another bill, that's fine, but I haven't got any requests other than these.
And this packet's got all the, you know, the, there's this kind of the general report explaining it, but there's also this example that Tom worked up of actually taking a proposal for bottom fish development and showing how the corporation would deal with it. And we actually did this kind of at the request of the governor, because he wanted to see how it would actually work in terms of, you know, somebody applying for the money and going through the whole process.
Good, I'll go through it.
If you want to send out any bills to, or any need additional copies of that, contact Joanne. We're without a phone. Chances are we won't get one. Is there anything else you want to bring up at this time?
Clark, on our hearing in Juneau, have you decided on a time on that yet?
No.
I think it's, you know, it's pretty hard to get more than an hour or two of everybody together in the daytime. You're
probably almost, might be an evening meeting.
Almost forced, you know, during the evening.
The main purpose today was to see who could go on the out of town ones.
What time's the one going to be in Anchorage for that?
Probably 10 o'clock.
You shouldn't give us a notice of where we're supposed to go.
Yeah. Unless you hear further, we've secured the borough assembly buildings and meeting room in Fairbanks and the jury room in Anchorage. Did you talk to Snowden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, there's nothing more.
We'll be there.
We're adjourned.